Dr. Giovanni DeLitto from the Monash Business School joins me now. Giovanni, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No worries. Good morning.
So how is a virus having such a strong impact on our economy?
Well, the short answer is really that it's with all the travel restrictions and impossibility for workers to go to factories, production lines are starting to stop or decrease quite sensibly. And then that means that it will triggers a domino factor in terms of, okay, when you stop production certain components or goods, then everything that's related to those complex supply chains, and as we know, in the last 30, 40 years, supply chains have become more and more global and complex, then it has a domino effect on all the other goods and even services that underpin those supply chains. And in turn, this will be probably a next step. Already we have seen some of it. Then financial services and financial markets that underpin those global supply chains, industrial production, will also suffer from shortages and also distribution issues of these products and services. And then, it's all related. And also you can add maybe some overreactions and panic from consumers, markets, and business people and politicians. And then I guess the last stage, probably making a long answer, is also the political backlash. Because, of course, you can start to get maybe certain demagogues or populists that they seize the chance to say, oh, well, it's time to close the borders completely, and because we're better off like that, or playing on fear as usual, for certain politicians. So and that's not only in Australia, but all over the world, it would be like that. So
yeah, well, I want to take it back to what you were saying before about the market. Looking at the stock market, I mean, the ASX 200 fell 10% on Friday. I mean, that's a lot. Do you think that we could be heading for further decline?
Well, it all seems that the virus hasn't peaked yet. Apparently, medically, they were saying there would be another few weeks or probably a month or two before it peaks. So that means that we're going to have more cases. And unless it becomes really psychologically the new normal, and then things start to even out a bit. But I think that we haven't seen the worst yet in terms of the market, financial markets. But also the real question, the real issue would be really, will it be able to rebound once the crisis is over in the next few months?
Do you think it will be able to rebound?
Not completely, because I think this is a much deeper issue. It's not just the average, the ordinary financial crisis that, you get a couple of weeks of really deep losses and then you rebound and maybe you may make on balance more money out of it, you get more value. Because this is changing the way production and distribution work around the globe, in a global economy. And it means that this is a further step, after the US-China trade war, and is deepening the trends that we've been seeing the last couple of years, which is to deglobalize supply chains. So they're becoming more regional, they're becoming shorter, and also maybe isolating a bit further the Chinese economy, trying to insulate the Chinese economy from the rest of the world. And that's what the Americans are trying to do. And I think this is, we are moving to uncharted territories. But I don't think that we can expect to, next few months when the crisis is over, to be able to go back to exactly to where we were before the crisis started.
Does seem like a pretty grim kind of thing happening, doesn't it? Look, we don't have time for much more, but I just want to ask you one last question. I mean, what would your advice be for people who especially have shares? I mean, how can they kind of strap in for what looks like it's going to be a bit of a long roller coaster?
Well, it's never a good idea to sell your shares when, the markets are down. So that's the rule of thumb. So I guess if you can, hold on to that and try to limit your losses by palming off, trends of the market over the long term. So I would say, but, if you can, maybe, I guess for most people have superannuation funds. I myself, I try to change a bit the mix. So you might have a slightly more conservative outlook, but don't panic yet. And I think Australia is relatively sheltered over the medium term into debt. So also because we don't have much production left. So that's a silver lining in our chain. So if you want to see the glass half full. But yeah, so I don't think Australia would be the worst hit country. I think that certain European countries and Asian countries will be affected much worse than Australia. Over the medium term. Yeah.
Let's hope that that keeps up and we kind of keep our heads above water. Giovanni, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries.